At last week's city council meeting, councillors were briefed on the next steps for the highly discussed former Davis Tannery lands. In late July, the Ontario Land Tribunal ruled that developer Jay Patry could proceed with a mixed-use development on the land expected to include about 1,600 residential units, including 100 affordable units within walking distance of the downtown core. The development was turned down by council in 2022, motivating the appeal to the OLT, and has been highly contested by environmental advocates like No Clear Cuts Kingston. The 13-hectare property is highly contaminated by smelting and tanning operations, home to a provincially significant wetland, and the redevelopment would entail clear-cutting almost 2,000 trees and removing 400,000 tons of contaminated soil. With the OLT decision, the planning process that has been on halt for the past 2 years will recommence with the submission by the developer of a draft plan of the subdivision. James Barr, manager of development approvals with the city, explained what comes next for council.
So the basis of land use has been established, official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment parameters are in place. What comes next forward to council will be the draft plan of subdivision. That is a council approval process that will come forward to you guys through planning committee. And that will contain the very specific details about how the lots are going to be divided, roads, infrastructure, and the conditions that go along with that. Not something we would typically see in this part of town. You know, there are other districts that are more used to plans of subdivision because of how the city has grown, but that is the next step in that process. Council also does have the ability to bump up final plan approval process for a plan of subdivision for decision-making as well. And then after that, the council process, unless there are amendments to either the official plan, the zoning bylaw, or the plan of subdivision, won't come back to you.
Councillor Jimmy Hassan plainly asked staff what power council holds in this situation.
And it seems to me from my colleague's question and the resident who has concern about this particular project that everyone wants to stop that project, not as happen. We asked question about the environment and, you know, about the trees and the wetland and everything else. And city has spent $700,000+ and we lost that case. Staff has invested a lot of time and efforts to bring the information to the council and to the public consultation. My question is, at the end of the day, the developer has been rewarded what he wants to do. What is in hands of this council? What is in our power to achieve what we asking, all the question we asking you today? Is anything still in our hand? We can stop him not to do that project or make the changes what the council or the concerned resident want? Or we just wasting our time? What it seems to be, we are powerless. We just can ask, other than we can delay his project, what else we can achieve?
As Councillor Hassan mentioned, the city spent more than $730,000 to defend Council's 2022 decision at the OLT, and city staff estimate the developer spent just as much, if not more. City staff confirm that Council has the authority to reject or propose amendments to future applications. However, if Council does refuse, the developer could once again appeal to the OLT.
He will go back to the court again, and then he might win again. So what we're sitting here, what we're talking about is all just wasting time and money.
City staff are in discussions with the developer to determine next steps for the project. Patry received an exemption from the city's tree bylaw for the tannery site in 2019, meaning that tree clearing could technically begin at any time. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.